and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 72. You know, I'm not going to lie, I don't have much to say today except for happy birthday to you November 15th babies. You know what that means? We're going to learn a little bit about you. So, here we go.
Happy birthday.
Inner conflict is an often inevitable fact of life for those born on November 15th. Indeed, however calm and competent the face that they present to the world, underneath their typically composed facade lie personalities that are in turmoil. The main problem these individuals have is in reconciling their desire to devote themselves single-mindedly to the service of others, especially their colleagues or compatriots, with their personal integrity, individual convictions, or emotional needs. When these interests coincide, and they are able to accomplish this, they frequently become highly respected pillars of strength, who inspire, reassure, and protect those with whom they identify most strongly, perhaps as civic or national politicians. Yet, all too often, they will initially dutifully espouse the party line, believing that social conformity is the best way in which to serve the common interest. Subsequently, since they are perceptive types, they will become uncomfortably aware of its inherent failings and abuses, and incur profound feelings of doubt. In such circumstances, they may reluctantly feel it necessary to rebel and oppose the system in order to remain true to themselves. Underlying all their actions is their compulsion to make a positive contribution to those around them, even humanity as a wider entity. And some may therefore choose careers with the spheres of scientific or artistic research and development, in which their progressive urge can be fulfilled and expressed without the need to compromise their convictions. Loving and generous friends and relations, they furthermore enjoy the simple pleasures of life and thus make enlivening as well as supportive companions. Their virtues are strong, charitable, progressive. Their vices are indecisive, anxious, weak. So happy birthday again, you November 15th babies. I hope you have a wonderful day, and let's move on to stories.
This comes from JH Binko on Reddit.
This took place in the late 90s, early 2000s. When I was around 9 or 10 years old, my mom got remarried and we moved into a bigger house to accommodate our now family of five. Most of the houses in the neighborhood were built in the 70s or 80s. The house was okay overall. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, ranch style house with a finished basement. One weird thing about the house was the feeling I got on the staircase that led downstairs. It is hard to explain, but I got the worst feeling on the staircase every single time I ever had to use it. Like you were gonna get pushed or pulled down the stairs. It was a finished downstairs area with a built-in bar and lots of living space. So it's not like it was a creepy basement. It was completely irrational, but I hated that staircase. We later found out that the man who lived there previously had died in the house. I'm not sure of his manner of death, but his widow didn't bother to pack up his man cave downstairs, and we were left with a lot of his belongings. I never talked to my family about the weird feeling on the staircase and chalked it up to my imagination. When we were moving out of the house, I asked every member of my family, separately, if they had ever had any weird experiences in the house. Every single person, without prompting, said that they felt uneasy on the stairs, like they were going to be snuck up on or grabbed. There was a strange experience that my stepdad at the time told me about. One weekend, him and my mom were lying in bed in the morning. It was a weekend that his kids were with their grandparents, and I was at my dad's, so they had the house to themselves. My mom got up to make coffee, and her husband was still sleepily laying in bed. He was facing away from the doorway with his eyes closed when he heard my mom walk back into the room and plop on the bed. The floors were hardwood, so it was easy to hear. He started to talk to her about their plans for the day. When she didn't answer, he rolled over to see my mom was not in the room, but there was an imprint of someone sitting at the foot of the bed. He got freaked out and left the house for the day. We would all often hear footsteps, and doors would open or close on their own. There were times where things would go missing, only to be found in the middle of the room previously searched. Lots of weird feelings and little things. I would get nightmares and struggled with insomnia. Not sure if that was related, but it only ever happened at that house. One time, the old attic fan that hadn't worked in years came on in the middle of watching a paranormal movie, blowing papers everywhere and being loud as fuck, scaring everyone until we figured out what was happening. Nothing super crazy, but still, the weird gut feelings you would get in that house were intense. Yeah, I'm not in love with that. It doesn't seem like a mean spirit, and it could very well be the guy who passed away in said house going, why are you in my house? You know, like, hello, get the hell out of my house. This is my house. Or maybe he just doesn't even know that he's dead, and this is like another episode of The Others. I freaking love that movie, okay? I love that movie. And no, I'm not going to ever stop referencing it. So if you haven't watched it, I apologize. But you should probably go watch it. It's pretty good. But anyhow, I think that is super creepy though. I don't like the idea of the stairs being the creepy focus of this story, really. Because basements are scary in general, but stairs in particular. Whenever you're just standing on them and you feel like something is going to grab you or get you or like, you know, like all the little videos that are out now with people running up the stairs and things chasing after you at like 3 a.m. or whatever, you know, just those little funny videos. And yeah, I mean, that's a real life feeling. Stairs are scary in general, but to add all the other ghostly elements to it. Yeah, I don't like that. But anyhow, we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from L Strudel on Reddit.
I grew up in 2 houses in the UK because my parents were divorced. The first house was 650 years old. Wonky floors, low doorways, servants' living area, and main living area, the lot. I had many spooky situations there. The second house was 100 years old. It was for sale when we bought it because the owner had died of cancer in the house. Later found out it was in my bedroom. Thanks, Mom. I saw this man sitting on a chair in my room once when I was a child, which is when I was told about the death of the previous owner after telling my mom what I saw. Anyway, throughout my life in both of these houses, I have constantly heard someone saying my name. Not always the same voice, and sometimes it would sound like the voice of one of my living family members, I'd shout down to them to see what they wanted. And they never called me. It happened at least once a week. 10 years later, I haven't heard it for ages. But then a few days ago, I was falling asleep in my house, built in 1838. And I clearly heard my boyfriend shout to me. I got up to see what he wanted, as he was downstairs watching TV. When I got down, he was asleep on the sofa. I thought he was messing with me, so I woke him up, and it was clear he had genuinely been asleep. So, am I haunted? I also worried it was schizophrenia, but considering it stopped for years and years, I'm thinking it's not. Yeah, so this is just spooky, and I hate it. I hate when things, paranormal events, whatever you want to call it, use a loved one's voice or somebody that you know or just voices in general and call out to you. Like, that is so freaking spooky. Are you kidding me? And I have honestly read a ton of these kinds of stories, so much so that I'm just like, this is actually a pretty common thing that happens. So I don't really want to say that it's schizophrenic, because then there are a lot of people with schizophrenia, which who the hell knows? Maybe that is an actual thing, but I want to believe that that's not true. But I will say, and I'm just throwing this out there, it's going to be super vague because I suck at life, but I'm a part of a group chat. And yes, I could scroll back. My God, that group talks so much and that's great, but I just cannot keep up and there's just too much now to scroll back through. But I feel like somebody was talking in the group about ADHD and how ADHD, you can hear conversations later throughout the day that you've heard in the day. So like, since your brain is kind of like, I don't know if you have ADHD or if you've seen videos of how ADHD people are, like you're kind of picking up on everything. It's just you're not really fully listening. Later in the day, you could hear that conversation or hear some kind of conversation later because your brain is now hearing it. Now, I have not done any research into that. I read it briefly in a group chat from what my brain can recall. I thought it was interesting, just throwing it out there, and I need to do my own research now. Because if I don't say it, then I'm not going to research it. So this is also me holding myself accountable for when I edit this to go look it up. So if you guys have heard anything about this, let me know, because it's new to me. And maybe the person who was in the group chat who said this is listening and can tell me what the hell I'm talking about. That would be great. Anyhow, I'm not sure that it's schizophrenia, and it very well could be paranormal too. I don't think you're going to be hearing people that you know just shouting out your name or calling out to you throughout the whole day. You know, like, I don't think that's necessarily an ADHD thing, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because I thought it was interesting. Take it with a grain of salt, though, please, because I don't want to go spreading false information because my brain just needs to regurgitate what I think I've read, okay? We all need to do some research, okay? I'm bringing you very vagueness, okay? And I'm so sorry about it, but I just needed to throw it out and I'll shut up about it now. But nonetheless, it's still spooky. Both of these stories are super spooky. If you've heard anything about the ADHD thing, please let me know. And if you have any paranormal stories, send them my way. Reach out to me on Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, I don't care. Wherever you can find me, my email, whatever. I'm here for it. Let's go. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.